Now, here's a bit of the scene last night from Democratic headquarters in the state of Ohio from NPR's David Green.
When Governor Ted Strickland came on stage to celebrate Obama's victory, he had this to say.
Ohio is a welcoming state. America is an inclusive country.
Remember back in March? That's when Obama lost the Ohio primary, and the pundits wondered whether white working class voters here would go for an African American candidate. Jill Mercer is an attorney who grew up in the Appalachian region of Ohio. She said she had her doubts about how Obama would do.
That's something that kind of concerned me, was the racism issue. And I mean, even, you know, talking to friends and family down there and kind of what the attitude was. I mean, there certainly was that buzz going around.
Maybe there's racism left in pockets of Ohio. Jill said enough voters just put other issues first.
You know, they're getting foreclosed on, they're losing jobs and everything else, and I mean, people just wanted something different. So
Jill was celebrating in the hotel ballroom here. Just steps away was a woman named Judy Reed, who works for Ohio State Government. Judy was soaking up the symbolism.
This man represents us, you know? He represents us as a people. He's a white mom, a black father. That's a beautiful thing. It's us. It's you and me. You know what I mean? So it feels good. It's beautiful. Don't you think?
David Green, NPR News, Columbus.